This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, night number four. Hope you're ready as well. Alhamdulillah. Last night we spoke about some of the minor signs that, subhanAllah, we can see unfolding in front of our eyes. And subhanAllah, most of the signs that were prophesied by the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the minor signs before Qiyamah, many of them have occurred already, but not all of them have occurred. For example, there's a sign that one of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, before Qiyamah is established, there would be a huge treasure, it's not on the slides, a huge treasure that will be under the Euphrates River. There will be a treasure that is found under the Euphrates River, and the world will fight over this treasure, and no Muslim should be part of it. It will cause a lot of fitna. Now that hasn't occurred yet. And we know that some of the signs of Qiyamah, and again, it's very difficult to understand these narrations. Do we take it literally or is it figurative? It mentions about fighting with old weapons, fighting on horses, fighting with bows and arrows. Is this because the Nabi Sallam, of course, had not seen tanks and aeroplanes, or is it literally going to come like that? As I think it was Albert Einstein that said, that I don't know what weapons we will use to fight World War III, what technology, but I know that World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Meaning that at some point, if mankind uses its technology to fight each other, it would be post-apocalyptic. We'll go back to the Stone Age. We'll bomb ourselves to the Stone Age. Allah Alam, this what is meant. We also know that a time will come when Medina and Mecca and Hajj and the Kaaba will all be abandoned. But this is much, much past the 10 major signs. So if we imagine there will be these minor signs, then there will be the 10 major signs of Qiyamah. And when the 10 major signs end, there will be no Muslims left on earth. Islam will become extinct. And that is when Qiyamah, the end of the world, would occur. There is a minor sign that links the major signs and the minor signs together, the bridge between the two. And that bridge is Imam Mahdi. This character, or this individual, that is mentioned in many dozens of hadith, not mentioned in the Quran, but he is a figure that will appear at the end of times. And before I start with the story or the narrations about Imam Mahdi, there have been many, many people who have claimed to be the Mahdi. And of course, all of them have been, to date, have been false Mahdis. And they've caused more fitna than, and many of them were righteous people. They started out with a good intention. They started out to do something good, to revive and reform the world. The job of Imam Mahdi is to, as the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, he will bring justice to the world at a time when there's great calamities happening. And so many of these revivers believe themselves to be the Mahdi, and of course they cause more chaos. One of the most famous ones, someone that not too long ago, 40 odd years ago, 1979, more than 40 years ago, some of our elders might remember, 1979, the first of Muharram, a group of about 500 young men stormed the Haram of Mecca. And they took control of the Haram, they locked the doors, they kept the Hujaj in there, and they brought a man out. His name was Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qahtani. And just remember the name because it's going to see why. And these were pious people, or these were young students of Deen, Huffaz, the sons of many of the great mashayikh. They had seen what's going on in Saudi Arabia of introduction of fitna. There was alcohol, all the corruption that's happening in Saudi Arabia, the royalty doing what they were doing. And so this group said, no, we can't allow this, we need to stop it. And so they took control of the Haram. And they forced the people, the Hujaj in the Haram, to give the pledge of allegiance to this man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qahtani. And for, I think, 2 weeks or so, there was a siege, and they held the Haram hostage. And the Saudi armed forces at that time were not very sophisticated. They couldn't enter the Haram, and there was a lot of concern. Many of the army didn't want to go and approach it. And when we talk about why many of the soldiers were too afraid to enter the Haram, because of the signs that they thought this could be the Mahdi. Eventually, the Saudis had to get special forces from France, who was able to storm the Haram, and these people were eventually killed, and this man, Muhammad ibn Qahtani, also was killed, and a lot of them were arrested, and then they were executed. Now, when you look at all the pieces, and we talk about the signs of the Mahdi, you will see why people latch onto these things. Interesting also, so just while we do this research, there's an interesting hadith where the Nabi says the hour will not be established until a man from Qahtan appears. Now his name is Muhammad ibn al-Qahtani. A man from the tribe of Qahtan will appear, he driving the people with a stick. Allah alam. Is this the same Qahtani? Or is this something called? This is Sahih Bukhari, this hadith. Allah alam. This is one of the signs. Is there a link or is it completely not linked? We don't know. So, if you remember the last night's lecture, we said close to the time of the major signs, or close as we get closer to Qiyamah, we're going to see the Muslim lands being completely humiliated, subjugated by enemies. We will have no Khalifa. We will have no ruler. We will have no Izzah. The non-Muslims will take as they want, like animals tearing from a carcass. We would find that there will be civil war within the Muslim lands, and it will be flooded with fahsha and corruption, open zina, open alcohol, opening everything, that to fight to hold your deen becomes almost impossible. Your children will go to bed, may Allah protect, as Muslims. Tomorrow you don't know if they're going to come home as Muslims. We are living in that time, and this is what the situation would be when the Mahdi comes. There would be so much immorality, nudity, new diseases. Hadith mentions you would find new diseases, sexually transmitted diseases in particular, and natural disasters increasing because of the fitna that occurs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection goes away. And so it's in this context that a reformer or a reviver will come, and he is Imam Mahdi. Now, there is nothing mentioned about Imam Mahdi in the Quran. You won't find any ayah speaking about Imam Mahdi. But as we said, that there are dozens of hadith that references the coming of this individual. Now, what does the word Mahdi mean? Like we say, the Khulafa ar-Rashidin al-Mahdiyin. Mahdi means the one who is rightly guided and he guides others. This is not his name. His name isn't Mahdi, right? It's a title, the Imam that is guided. And Imam means the leader. The leader. So we understand in the context when he comes, there is no Imam anymore. There is no leader. And as I said, for 1,500, 1,400 years, it's only been the last century that the Muslims have no Khalifa. We are living in that age where there is no Imam. And so his name, the Nabi Sallam tells us, he will have a member of my family, Ahlul Bayt, having my name and the name of my father will appear. So the name of Imam Mahdi is Muhammad, and his father's name is Abdullah. The Nabi says, even if one day is left of the world, if the world only has one day left, Allah will extend that day so that he could send a man who is of my family, whose name is as my name is, and his father's name will be as my father's name, and he will fill the world with justice as the world is filled with injustice. So he will come towards the end of time, his name is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, and he would bring and replace a justice in a time when there is great calamity. Abu Ishaq told that, and he would come, subhanAllah. So what else do we know? We know from another hadith, but from Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali mentions that he mentions to the people that Hassan, Sayyidina Ali is now holding his son Hassan. He said, this boy Hassan, my son, is a Sayyid. He's a chief amongst you. And from his descendants will come a man who will be called by the name of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he will be the same like the Nabi, in conduct but not in appearance. He won't look like the Nabi, but he would act like the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he will fill the world with justice. So, and this is a split between Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Shia, that we believe that Imam Mahdi will be Ahlul Bayt, like the Shias mentioned, but we believe from the lineage of Imam Hassan, Sayyidina Hassan, not Imam Hussein. And Allah doesn't make a difference to us, but from the hadith that we have, it is Hassan. Why? Because Hassan radiallahu anhu was that one who gave up his right of to be the Khalifa, to bring unity within the Ummah. That's what he had done. So we mentioned that this is where his lineage. And he will be an ordinary man. And this is very, very important. When we talk about tomorrow, we'll talk about the coming of the Messiah and Dajjal. Most religions have a figure, a reviver, a savior that is going to come in the future. And most of these savior figures have supernatural powers, and everybody's waiting for their savior to come. Imam Mahdi is an ordinary man. He's not some superhuman or super avenger or something like that. He is a normal person. In fact, the Nabi says, and he describes how he looks, that the Mahdi is of me, he's a family of mine, he has a prominent forehead and a straight or prominent nose, he'll fill the world with fairness and as justice, as is filled with injustice, and he will rule over the Muslims for 7 years. Now, this next hadith is very interesting. The Nabi says, the Mahdi will be from my household, and Allah will set his affairs right over a single night. Meaning, he's a simple, normal person. And he doesn't expect to be the Mahdi. And then Allah will choose him at a certain point to be the leader of the Muslims. That's it. And he will therefore not assume, he would not be someone that if you grew up with him, in fact some hadith mentions that he will be set aright. He might not even have been the most pious of people. Just an ordinary guy, just doing the bare minimum, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints him as the Mahdi. And we'll talk about, and you'll see the narrations of the hadith, how this fits in. So, He will appear, as we said, at the time of injustice. The world will be disunited. The world would need a reviver and a reformer. The ummah will be in a very, very bad state. And this is the context of his coming. Now, there's two hadith, and we read them together. It sort of gives a background about Imam Mahdi. In Abu Dawood, the Nabi says, disagreement will occur upon the death of a ruler. So there will be civil war going on in the Muslim lands. And then a man from the people of Medina, he will flee to Mecca. Someone living in Medina, he will escape and run away to Mecca. And the people of Mecca will come out and they will recognize him and they will pull him out. They will sort of uncover him. He's going to Mecca to hide. And then the people of Mecca, the Hujaj and the people of Mecca, will pull him out against his will and make him sit between the Maqam of Ibrahim and the Black Stone. And they will come and they will give him the Pledge of Allegiance. And then when this occurs, an army, when the news spreads that there's this guy, that the Hujaj is giving the Pledge of Allegiance, an army will be sent from Syria against him. And before it reaches Mecca, just outside, there's a place called Bayda. It's Ajyad, for those of you who know Mecca. It's in the just behind Ajyad Hospital. Once the army reaches there, this army will be completely swallowed in by the earth. And when the people see this happen, when the world sees that this army has been sort of swallowed by the earth, then all the pious people of Syria and Iraq will rush towards him and give their pledge of allegiance. Another hadith, Ibn Majah, and we'll put the two together. The Nabi says, there will be three people or three groups fighting over control of the area or of your treasures. So what we imagine, there's a civil war with three factions. In another hadith, it mentions from in Yemen, they'll be fighting. In Syria, they'll be fighting. In Iraq, they'll be fighting. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Anyway, this is what the hadith mentions. And they will be fighting, and none of them will win. It will be continuous civil war. And then, but none will be the recipients. Then the black flags will appear from the east, from Khorasan, from Iran, Afghanistan area. An army from this region with flags that are black, they will come, and they would, you know, no army can defeat them, and they will go all the way to Imam Mahdi. And then the Nabi says, if you see this army arriving, you need to, every single Muslim, it is compulsory on them to join this army, even if you must crawl to them on ice, because this is the army of the Mahdi. And if you see the black flags coming from Khorasan, join the army, even if you have to crawl on ice, for this is the army of the Khalifa, the Mahdi, and this army will not stop until it eventually conquers Jerusalem. Now, put all this together, the context of a Mahdi. There will be mass civil war within the Middle East. And in the regions of Syria in particular, Syria is where most of this calamity is going to happen, but also in Iraq and Iran and in Yemen. There would be no Khalifa. There would be no ruler amongst the Muslims. And a person who appears to be an ordinary person, people will start to recognize that you should be the Mahdi. And he will try and run away from this. He would not want to be the leader. And he will leave Medina and get to Mecca, but the Hujaj will force him, and they will, against his will, give him the Pledge of Allegiance. And then an army will be sent against him from Syria, and a force will be sent against him, and this force will be dissolved or basically swallowed up in the desert. And when this happens and the world sees it, an army from Afghanistan with black flags will rise up, and they will come to join him. And this is the army of the Mahdi. And also, as it says, now the war will begin, and the fighting will begin, and its ultimate destination is Jerusalem. Now, it also means Jerusalem will not be in the hands of the Muslims. As I said, this only happened in the last 70 years, that Jerusalem has fallen out of the Ummah. But his fight will continue, and it will be in Jerusalem, where basically the army of the Mahdi will end. And of course, this will tie in with Dajjal, with this, so Imam Mahdi will come at a time and he will begin the revival of the Ummah, but before he can succeed, Dajjal will appear, and so begins the chain reaction of the 10 major signs of Qiyamah. And as we said, he is the bridge between the minor signs and the major signs, and so we'll talk tomorrow, inshallah, about Imam Mahdi, about the Messiah, about Dajjal, and the war, the Armageddon of the end of times. Bismillah, may Allah protect us from these things. But very, very scary when we see all the pieces as they fall into place. However, this could be something far into the future, or it could be something that could happen tomorrow. Allah knows best. May Allah protect us. Ameen. Just a quick announcement. There's a crossword puzzle that's going to come out tomorrow, inshallah. And just see the link, as we had done last month, and last year, inshallah. And then the questions for this evening, Which one is not a minor sign of Qiyamah? The increase in men. Unfortunately, a lot of men are going to die, but there'll be a lot of women. So there'll be a lot of earthquakes, a lot of false prophets, a lot of literacy, but they won't. But basically, women will exceed men. We ask, what is the name of Imam Mahdi? Is his name Mahdi? Is his name Abdullah? Is his name Abdurrahman? Or is his name Muhammad? What is his name, inshallah? Let us know. We'll draw for the prize. Uzair? Yeah? Mayat? All right, alhamdulillah, Zahir, you win tonight, yesterday's quiz. And for the sisters, Farida, Amin? Shia? Oh, Firdaus, sorry. Firdaus. Is it Firdaus here? Oh, yes, Sister Firdaus. Oh, okay, mashallah. Okay, Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 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 w